Hello and welcome to this week's Man's Footy Pod, sponsored by Conister Bank. For the 32nd episode of the season, myself and Dave.
Hi everyone.
Are joined by Corinthians duo Cameron Lee and Ryan Burns. Right, chaps, welcome along to Podcast HQ. Thank you for coming in on another lovely afternoon, Dave.
We've been lucky with the weather this week, haven't we?
We've got you in, not just to marvel at your tremendous beard, Cam. I have very beard envy. Mine looks prepubescent compared to yours. Does that take a lot of management? You know, I'm going slightly off topic here, but you know.
I mean, yours is well trimmed yourself.
Yeah, so, but I like. Do you use a beard oil?
Yeah, I have a beard and grooming kit.
Oh, top man.
Got my own little beard shampoo and little comb that I
that's amazing.
Take to work, you know.
But it does look amazing.
Pac-Man, man of the year.
I was giving Judge some beard love the other night when I interviewed him after last week's game, and his is very thick and not very long, but just very thick.
I don't think a week goes by when you don't give Judge some love, really.
Yeah,
so you are a massive fan of his.
No disrespect to anyone else, but he's my favourite right back in the world. Yeah. But anyway, lads, we've got you in because it's Hospital Cup and Railway Cup week. Whoever thought we'd be saying that?
Yeah.
You've got one Hospital Cup final on Saturday, then the Railway Cup final on Wednesday. And then, if that's not enough for you, we've got the Kenefa World Football Cup in less than a month now. It's 31st of May kicks off, doesn't it, in London? So we'll talk about that as well. So we'll kick off in chronological order. Big word for a Thursday, that, Dave.
Well, good word, mate.
With Saturday's Hospital Cup final against St George's. It's almost like Star Wars, isn't it? Corinthians v St George's now. We're on to the fourth.
Installment, yes.
Fourth installment. We have Charity Shield, one league game, and the FA Cup semi-final, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So, Cam, I suppose we start with, what's the mood like? Everyone up for this one, Saturday?
Yeah, I think as a team this season, we've struggled in week games. So, definitely having the game on a Saturday, I think, just gives everyone, you know, their normal routines to go through a little bit easier. And I think we're all pretty confident after coming back from behind Tuesday against Russian. Extremely physical and tough game, always is against them. They're a good side. But yeah, I think, you know, we've had a lot of good results and we've beaten Geordies a couple times this season. So we do believe that we can get another result.
And Ryan, we keep talking about markers and momentum. They're two of the buzzwords we've used a lot this season. If we had a quid for every one time we'd use that, Dave, we'd have at least about a tenner in. But Ryan, it's important that you get a good performance on Saturday to take you forward to Wednesday, because they're coming so back on to back there as they are.
Yeah, definitely. Well, our performances all year have been very good, to be fair, especially against Geordies. Our last game, we lost them 2-1 in the league. Probably our best performance we've actually played against them, even though we've beaten them previously two times in the Charity Shield and FA Cup semi. But yeah, it's good to get a good performance on a Saturday, especially because final next week on a Wednesday, like Cam said before, we've struggled with after work games. So hopefully we can put a marker down, get the win, and then take that in forward to next week.
Potential treble as well.
Yeah.
Has Danny been allowing you to talk about that, or is it very much one game at a time?
One game at a time, absolutely.
I suppose, you know, is it going to be hard playing so many big games in a relatively short space of time, Cam? You know, because as you say, you usually have I know you didn't even do the FA Cup, you only had a week to prepare, but you usually have a bit longer than 3 days, don't you?
It's going to be tough this next week, but I think the fact that we're here and then, you know, going to make three finals this season is, I think, just shows how much we've improved as a team. You know, we're by no means, don't claim to be the best team. We're just working hard, trying to improve all the time. And I think, I think we've given ourselves a good chance. All you can do is get to the finals and, you know, give yourself a chance.
You talk about the improvement as well. I mean, obviously, it's been a really good season for you. Even in a short space of time, you've shown that you lost to Russian last month, like a few weeks ago, didn't you? But when you went behind to them the other night, did you think, oh, is it same again? Or were you always confident of coming through that and reaching the final?
To be fair, we didn't play very well on Wednesday whatsoever. So Danny gave us a kick up the backside, shall we say. And went out and put second half performance was excellent, to be fair. Yeah. Weather wasn't great down there. The pitch, like we were saying before, the pitch is so firm with a slick of water on the top. It's really hard to try and get the ball down and play football, to be honest. But yeah, second half performance probably deserved the win.
It's always a game of two halves down there in Russia because, I mean, it was a good playing surface, but the wind affects the game so much. Mm. Like, first half, just we're up against the wall the whole time, couldn't really play any football, and then second half, it sort of changes. And we've gone down a few times this season, goal behind or something, and but it doesn't seem to affect the squad too much, which is...
That's great. Yeah, it's good mentality to have. Yeah. You've always got goals on your side, though. That's what I would say when we talk about it in the office here. When you've got Sean, Steve, and Dan up front, there's always that chance they can make something. So you're never really out of the game until the final minute. As very much as it was against Geordie's the other night, you know, you kept going until the very much the end.
Well, Crichton's been known for the past for going behind and then completely flaking it or panicking and going 3-4 down. Mm. This season, I think that's where we've improved massively. Like, if we have gone down, we haven't panicked. Got back into the game slow but surely, and then goals have begun to come through. But Luke, especially this season, has been insane.
Yeah,
insane. He's only 18 years of age.
So. Yeah, yeah.
But then front four, a different level, to be honest.
I have to say, Cam is often the steadying voice at the back when I've watched the game. You're the one telling everyone to calm down. Usually Adam behind you in goal, but even that bit of experience that you've got is shining through a bit. And you've had a few different centre half partners this year in the defence around, apart from Darren, who just seems to go on forever. And we'll talk about him making his international debut at the grand old age of 30.
30.
Yeah. Late bloomer. Chris, what was it? Chris, who was the Sven Goran Eriksson? Chris Powell, was it? The Charlton left back.
Yeah, legend.
He gave a debut to at the age of 31 after a half a decent season in Charlton. So.
It's never too late.
It's never too late. If it's the one thing we can take from this podcast, it's never too late. But Cam, yeah, your experience, you know, you seem to be the common voice at the back, and that's also, I would say, been one of the big differences this season. Would you agree?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't take any because on the back four, back five, or even six or seven, because Connor Gorman and Tom Callister have been vital. They do so many things off the ball that no one sees. Yeah, I mean, whoever's played at the back, you know, Phil Kelly, Tom, Daz, Ryan is slotted in there a few times. Whoever's just seemed to step up, you know, Sam Black came back from the States, played on Tuesday, and I thought he was probably the best player on the field, just had an absolute blinder, and it seems like everyone's just kept their levels at a high performance, and I think we have the best defence in the league this year, which I'm definitely proud of.
Yeah, and especially if you consider Chris Cannell hasn't played.
Yeah.
Potentially when he's fit, he's probably...
Can't be captain.
Arguably the best defender on the island when he's fully fit.
So I think there was a stat at the time. I think you had in the run up to the FA Cup final 5 clean sheets in a row or something stupid like that, and that's what you defenders live for, isn't it? You know, it doesn't matter how many boys are talking at the other end. It's nice to keep a shutout at the back, isn't it?
Definitely.
So you know, it seems to have been a positive season overall, isn't it? You know, you've taken that momentum that you built up at the start of, at the end over last year and taken it forward. You know, is everyone happy with how it's gone? Would they have liked, you know, if this game is ever played between you and Geordie, potentially if they win that, it could be 11 points between the two of you. But would you have liked to be the closer, obviously, or is that the slight disappointment, or was it still what you expect, Ryan?
I wouldn't say it was a disappointment. We probably could have done better in a few games that we lost this season, especially the Russian one, or Tuesday night when they beat us 4-1. But if we get these two wins in the final, you can look at the season only in a positive note, to be honest.
Treble, exactly. Can't really.
So, yeah, we win these two finals, but anything can happen in the final, it's tough. But overall, I think we've had such a good season, both defensively and offensively. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
It's been the most sustained challenge against Geordie's for a few years now, hasn't it? Yeah. I mean, Peel obviously did one of 3 or 4 years ago, didn't they? But it's good to have it. It's good to see it.
It's good that the league's been close this year as well, because Geordie's normally miles out of it.
To be fair, it's usually won by the end of March. They just start of March.
Yeah, exactly. So the season's over and the games are just pulling the spine. But this season will be much closer between the top four, to be honest. So it's good
I spoke to Julian after last week's win and obviously sealed them the title. But he was very complimentary. He said, you know, this has been one of our toughest. You know, they won their last 8, the 13 and 15. It is a remarkable record. But he said because the likes of you have been pushing them hard, they couldn't relax. You know,
the word he said was relentless, wasn't it?
Yeah, he said you've been relentless as well. You know, and that's a term that we usually ban with St. George's. Yeah. So you know, it must be nice that you're sort of that sort of quality is now being associated with Corinthians, isn't it?
It is. I don't think, like Ryan said, I think we can all we're happy with how the season's gone. Got a trophy. Obviously, we'd like to add two more by the end of the season. But I think if you ask Danny, Ben, Juan, we're still not happy with how the league went. And there's a few key games this season, Old Boys early on. You know, there's one or two games where we maybe have a slight dip, or maybe it's not because of playing, it's just a lack of experience. We're also an extremely young side. People, I think, you know, look at the title challenge against Geordies and they forget that we're also still so young. The average age is something like 23 or something, you know. So we have the years ahead of us. And I think the best thing we can do is, and which we have, we every time we play Geordies, I think all the players kind of learn from how they manage the game and the game management. And that's the one thing we're trying to learn from them, because at the end of the season in the league, St. George's have been the best team, and credit to them, you know, and they are phenomenal players there. But, you know, like over next season, you know, if it's 11 points, 8 points, whatever the difference is, we definitely want to.
Definitely
want that league title more than anything going forward.
Do you sense the opportunity there then? You reckon you can do it?
Definitely. 100%.
Yeah.
And would you say next season you're going to almost have a target on your back though, lads? Because, you know, this year you were tipped to challenge, but this year you've proven that your potential has finally been proven almost this year. And other teams are now going to be saying, right, you've got to try and beat, in the same bracket they're trying to beat Geordies. Corinthians are now on everyone's radar, aren't they? So is it going to be make it tougher to sustain that challenge next year?
I think we've had that this year as well, like you said. But yeah, it's the same as last season. Teams have come and sat back and it's been tough to play. But we've somehow found a way to grind that result, where it's trying to play a little bit of football, get a ball out wide, or Derek into Sean. But yeah, teams this year have just come back sometimes and just sat back, and it's so hard to play against, especially for us when we try and get it down and play. But yeah, same again next year, I think teams will hopefully treat us the same as they do the big teams like Jubilees, etc. So.
I was chatting to your dad briefly in ShopRite on Sunday, and we were talking about, listen, we could be name dropping, and we were talking about one of the big things perhaps with Corinthians this year. You've got a great squad depth this year as well. Yeah. I know you've had a couple of key injuries. We mentioned Chris already, and I know Tom's now out for the rest of the season and stuff like that, but it almost hasn't really unsettled you that much, you know, because you've got players that can come in and do a job, haven't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the Combi's had a good year as well. I think they're going to finish third, is it? I think, or second or third. So.
Yeah, Combi and, you know, the Combi lads have been training with the first team. I think they've definitely benefited with playing with your good quality players. Another player who's been missing, who was outstanding last season for Corinthians, is Josh Ridings. He went away travelling. I think he had something crazy like 25 goals last season and a bunch of assists.
Came back with a hat-trick last week in the Combi, didn't he?
Exactly, you know, and now he's back, and I'm sure maybe next season Danny was still looking, you know, to add maybe one, two more players, you know, to really get that squad going and really sustain a really positive challenge next year. And I think we take it as a compliment that, you know, maybe teams are going after us now, because that's where you want to be.
Yeah, massively.
I think a big thing with us as well, but we're all close friends, like off the field as well, so we have a good mix between it's serious at training, but we also have a good camaraderie and laughing, joking when.
But it's funny when we had Josh and Sean in last year. That's what they said, that the accord discree or whatever you call it was massive plus point for you guys, and you'd be on each other's backs if you weren't training, or you know you could have a word with each other and say, come on, that wasn't really good enough. That but whereas those clubs maybe doesn't quite have that, you know, togetherness, do they?
Yeah, it's also good to see there's improvements off the pitch as well with you guys up at Bell Fletcher. Obviously, you've got a fantastic facility there anyway, but having the stand, having the Joe Green Memorial, it must add to the feel good factor around the club.
Definitely, massive.
So Cam, I suppose we should ask, what's it been like slotting back into Manx football? Because obviously you had quite a spell in America playing the collegiate system up there. Is there any contrasts or anything that's, you know, almost the same? Is the standard quite similar, or?
Yes and no. I know it sounds kind of funny. Out in the States, the game's a lot more technical, a lot more ball playing. Manx football, UK style of football is a lot more physical.
Yeah.
I think I'd probably say I'm probably the skinniest centre back on the island. But
there's not much meat on Alex Maitland, is there?
But no, the level is, you know, with your top teams here, The level is really good, you know, especially I would say your top four teams, PL, Russian, St. George's, Corinthians.
Yeah.
The season, certainly in the league, it's been very even. But yeah, I had 4 years out there and then took a gap year off college. And then I almost had 2 years off of football just because I fell out of love with football for a little bit, you know, just sort of lost my interest. So having that time off and then family decided to move back and then just coming back and, you know, just right from the get-go, just wanting to be back with Corinthians. And, you know, it's obviously I joined them from St. George's the year before I left out there. And it's such a family-orientated club. And, you know, players are walking in, coming on a Saturday, whenever. There's just people everywhere giving you encouragement, giving you advice. And that's the sort of environment you want to be around.
Yeah,
massive. Especially also with the coaching staff this year. They've been, I think, a really positive influence. So. Yeah.
It's almost that you, with coaching, just touch on that, you've almost had a professional element to which is an amateur setup, haven't it? You've got the coaching team, the Brains Trust, as me and Dave like to call them. But it's you know, you're almost like a professional club in that actually. You know, you've got Ben, Dewan, Danny, you know, plus another supporting cast of many, isn't it?
I don't always see eye to eye with all of them. The amount of time they put in, the professionals they put to training sessions and game stuff, all the players really appreciate it.
Yeah.
It does make you feel like professional footballer in a way on a Saturday morning and Saturday afternoon when you turn up, everything's ready for you, etc. So. Yeah, they do a really good job of that.
And the pitch as well. Probably one of the best in the island now, I'd say. Yeah, Mark doing
just, this time of year, because there's been so many games on over the year, it just starts to lose a bit more grass, but it's still so flat and perfect to get it down.
Cal Cup final, semi final tonight, isn't it? Yes. Corinthians, and then again, that bodes well. If you've got a good, strong under 21s team,
they'll put it down to the management of Doyle and Whitley.
Don't tell them.
Definitely not Whitley.
Well, looking further ahead, you know, obviously we've got a week of the domestic, 10 days of the domestic season because of the Gold Cup finals is on the 26th of May, isn't it, I think?
Yep.
And then obviously we've still got this rogue game between you and St. George's to play at some point in the league. But the Knieffa World Football Cup looms large, Paddy Power Knieffa World Cup, and that starts 31st of May. You both are potentially making your Elian Van and debuts in the after being named in the squad this week. So we'll start off with Kat Ryan. You must be delighted to get into the 23.
Very shocked when I got the call to say him being 30. I'm happy to be involved, but I was very surprised when I got a bit for the 23. But something I've only heard good things about from the players that have been in the past, about the standard professionalism and stuff. So really excited to get to London and see what it's about.
And Cam, first game's Cascadia. You know, I don't know if you know any of the players because that's a North American side, isn't it? I noticed today, Dave, random fact for you, they've got an Elgin City player
really
in the squad, and you think they play in the third, fourth tier in League Two in Scotland, don't they?
Have you got one? Footy Manager?
No, I haven't signed them yet. I'll have a look tonight and do a bit of scouting for Malcolm and Chris and see what I can find out about them. But yeah, they seem quite keen. There was a rumour they're trying to get Kenny Miller. Did you see that?
Oh, really?
Kenny Miller, a Rangers striker, because he played for Toronto for two or three seasons. Mm-hmm. So they were going to try and claim that was his residency. I think that's a bit, you know, bending the rules slightly. But no, obviously Kenny's not in the squad. But Mark Clattenburg, if you had this, he's going to be the ref for that game. So you're all got to be on your best behaviour for that one. But Cam, are you looking forward to the experience? It seems to be, it's, you know, all the social media hype is starting to build around it, and there's a film festival, did you know that? In conjunction with it.
TT Plus.
It's just going to be opening it up. Yeah.
Awesome.
So there's almost a cultural element to it as well, so you must be looking forward to that as well.
No, it's awesome when you can be involved in these things because it's not just on the field, it's off the field, it's just another life experience you can add, you know? And I think everyone, obviously, who's really put in the effort for, really wants to be involved in the squad. And early in the season, I made my debut for the Isle of Man FA team, which, you know, I was buzzing about. And now I'm just super, super happy to be involved with this setup now as well, you know, and just learn a lot, especially from the players in my position, because ahead of me, I think there's two phenomenal centre-backs in Quay and Sharkey. And, you know, it's good to be around those players and just learn from them because, you know, they're quality players, and it's just It's going to be a fantastic experience. I can't wait.
And the tournament experience, Ryan, as well, you know, it will be good as well, because playing so many games, but you're in an almost bubble for that, aren't you? You know, yeah. So that's going to be exciting as well.
Definitely, yeah. Me and Cam both had this, lucky enough to go to Glasgow for the
Yes.
It was very similar, but the games are played in such a short period of time that this time you get a bit more rest, but yeah, very much looking forward to going and see what the standard.
Yeah, and it's, so as I said, it starts on the 31st of May. I think it runs 10 days, isn't it? I think
yeah, so you get to live like a professional footballer for a bit, isn't it? It's nice.
Unfortunately, me and Dave are locked to our desks as it's TT, but I think we're in negotiations with someone to cover the games for us, so hopefully we'll have some coverage and audio for maybe a one-off podcast special, Dave.
There you go. That'd be the way to do it. Get sponsored by Paddy Power.
You're not daft, are you, Dave? Right. No, let's go. Talking of daft, let's go to the Twitter questions. You want to kick off, Dave?
Right. Matt Quirk with the first one in for you, Cam.
Max Petacek.
Yeah. If that's it, Georgia's under-18s team got back together for a season, where would you see it placing in the league?
Good question.
Good team.
So I don't know if you guys know about the under-17. It was under-17 team, actually. Yeah. Was our second year. I think we went the whole season unbeaten.
Right.
Met the likes of Quirk. I don't know if he was in Nets, actually. I think he may have been. Myself and Stephen Corlett.
Right, yeah.
Was centre-back partners. Chris Crane was in there. Right. Robert Kermode.
Yeah.
Connor Dowell. Sam Taylor. Registered with Russian.
Yeah.
And so many other good players. But I think, you know, as you know, time goes on and as life happens, you know, values change of people. So maybe if the whole team back then kept their enthusiasm about football and stuck together, I think we as a team could arguably, if we stuck together over the years, then I think, you know, could have been integrated into the St. George's first team and could have definitely, but probably if it was just that isolated question, I'd say, I don't want to disrespect them, you know what I mean? But I'd say a cheeky top four.
Top four, Railway Cup.
Yeah,
Railway Cup challenge. The one, the only agent Rashid's been on. We were discussing his latest post about you, Cam, before we came on air. We're not going to discuss it any further. Yeah. But
thanks.
He wants to. He has a question for you. He says, CB Lee, what is it like to live in a treehouse playing your big ball thing to the wolves?
By his big bowl thing, I think he means my musical instruments.
Yeah.
I play the drums.
Right.
And I have a German Shepherd. So, but treehouse living would be great. I'd love to go find a little crack in the woods somewhere and not be bothered by anyone for a while. But treehouse, maybe when I retire, that'll be something.
Are you going to take the drums to London? Yeah. You know, maybe do, because I'm guessing there'll be some sort of musical cultural exchange at some point.
Probably, but I'll probably leave them at home. Just probably, yeah.
Probably charge you.
Probably get ripped by the team. You know, banging my little drum there.
He asked a second question, which I'm not going to ask. RM Burns, this one's for you. What brand of fake tan do you use?
I was actually speaking to Mr. Rashid last weekend at Johnny Shields' golf event, and I was getting a lot of abuse about my tan. No fake tan is used, can I confirm? Just the glorious Alman weather that we've had recently.
He is. Yeah.
That explains my tan.
He is positively glowing, isn't he?
He is, yeah. It's not just your company either.
He's lying, it's sunbed.
He also asks, at what temperature does your dad make you milk? Now, your dad asked this question last time, didn't he?
I think he did, yeah.
He said you were more of a hot chocolate fan or something like that.
I have. I've moved on to hot chocolate from a thing, yeah. Big Galaxy hot chocolate fan. So that's what I've moved on to. Yeah, I have. I can do it myself now, by
I struggle a bit with hot chocolate, especially when I put it in the microwave. Because I either put it in for too long and you get that, you know, that skim that's like a molten lava.
Water
on the top,
or milk?
Milk.
Of
milk,
course.
Yeah. Water. I thought I knew you, Ryan. But I had it too hot or too cold. So I have to sort of get a professional
happy
to do it for a minute. Dave, for both, there's another question from Agent Rashid. Actually, quite a serious one. He says, what more do Marinians need to do in the league if they want to start dominating Manx footy? Well, for both of you, so kick off with Cam. Do you think we need a couple more players just to cement the squad together? Or
I think a couple more players is Josh Riding is coming back, another attacking option, and then Chris Cannell coming back, another defensive option. And I think with the addition of them two, and maybe even another midfielder. Not to say that we need one by any means, but you know, just having more depth is better than nothing, because I would certainly pick our midfield or anyone person like for like in our team, you know, I wouldn't change that. But I think just consistency and game management, you know, learning when to do the right things in the game.
Right.
Training's been good this year with the standards. Competition with places are quite high, so if you don't play well in training, there's a good chance you won't play on Saturday. But like Cam said, Josh and Cannell coming back will only add to that. So
not a bad two to have come back into the side, is it?
Next question in from Connor Dowell. It's for you, Cam. He wants to know, what do you do to unwind after a big game?
Connor Dowell, I think he already knows the answer to this one. He's trying to wind me up. But usually on a Saturday, I don't really go out much. Just like to spend at home with the family, but I love my ice cream. Vanilla ice cream, big tub of it, get me that all night long.
Just vanilla?
Just vanilla, just one of them big Max Davison's.
Fill one of your drums with it.
I can polish a whole one of them easy.
Flip the neck, that's no mean feat. I'm a big fan of salted caramel at the moment. It's a bit fatty, you know, like pulled pork was in for a while. Salted caramel is a bit. That's a thing at the moment, isn't it? It's quite peak hipster. You know, anything with salted caramel on. But I do like a salted caramel ice cream. I had one that's called Halo. Have you seen these? So it claims to be, it's like 340 calories. So everyone's like, oh, then you can have a whole tub then. But actually, it's like 340 calories per spoon. But I did have the whole tub, I have to be said. But yeah, I find it very Moorish. I can never stop. You know, if you bring the whole thing out, you think, oh, it's going to melt anyway. You just keep
it. Yeah, exactly.
There's no point putting it in a bowl.
No.
You might as well.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
So you got Karen up at the tea hook getting some ice cream at half time?
Oh, no, she doesn't know about my
addiction.
Out of Corinthians indulgence.
Do you like a whippy or just a normal?
I do like, another person on our team who loves ice cream. It's Daz Kane,
right.
And one of his pre-match rituals is a Twister ice lolly before every game.
Really?
Every game.
He changed rooms with a Twister.
Yeah, he's just there in his flip-flops and his shorts, and he's just got his ice cream going away at it.
Well, I'm down at the ball on Saturday. I'm going to get a picture of this.
Andy Ball, former Lagsy goalkeeper, now turned goalscorer. Although he did tell me he's going back to the sticks full-time again next season.
Oh, that's a disappointment.
Yeah. He says, does Burnsy have a case of bipolar when it comes to playing football? He says, lovely lad off the pitch.
I've heard this a lot, but I'd say it's passion.
Passion.
Yeah. I care way too much. Yeah. I take it far too seriously. that'll explain my slight aggressive nature towards my own players, myself, referees, whoever it may be.
Well, it's called, isn't it white line fever or something it's called? When you cross that white line, you suddenly become a
new man. That's me, because I would like to think I'm...
He's taking over the mantle from Neil Brogan.
Yeah.
From
God.
Good luck doing that with Plattenberg, though. Right, so next one's in from one of your teammates, Steve Whitley. Question for you, Cam. Explain why you wear 18 pairs of football socks on a Saturday game day.
It's just I guess... I wear two pairs of socks.
Both full football socks?
Yeah, so two, you know, Corinthians normal pairs of the black pair, so I wear... Two socks on both legs. First it was because my boots didn't fit me, so I had to because as a footballer you want your feet nice and tight, you know, you're only sludging around with air everywhere, but now it's just kind of become a sort of a little ritual, because I was like, played all right, you know. I think it was Charity Shield, it was the first game I did it. Had the new boots or whatever, and then just from that season, we won that game, obviously, and then I just stuck with it.
I have to say, I'm with Cam on this. I tend to wear, if I'm playing football or the rare times I play on Wednesday, playing the side, you know, sort of same level, obviously.
Of course.
I wear maybe a sports sock and then a football sock over the top. There is something about it, just to, So Ryan, you are one sock man?
I'm not two football socks. I do wear an athletic pair of socks under my football socks, I know it's something to keep your shin pads.
I think, you know, if you don't, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, I agree.
So we talk about the socks, and we talk about Darren's twisters and stuff. But any other, within the Corinthians team, any other rituals or superstitions amongst the players?
We got a song, actually.
Really?
Yeah, well, Danny, our manager, is kind of, I think, is sort of low-key integrating a ritual into us with a bit of George Ezra.
Oh,
Cassio.
The son of Cassio.
Oh, right. Big fan watches, is he? Or is he like, did he have calculators?
It is quite motivating, to be fair. All the players all sing along.
Yeah, so do you play the drums to it?
Oh, no.
Ooh, that mass. That could be next season.
We get some African tribal vibes in the changing room. Yeah.
Well, it's your dinner on Saturday, right, isn't it? So hopefully we celebrate after
Mass. Yeah, I'll be there. Hopefully we get
maybe the drums, you know. Maybe if it goes well, Cam, you know, I don't want to put you on the spot. Actually, talking of putting you on the spot, we should go back to the start of the season, shouldn't we? Where I heinously described you as the Alexi Lalas lookalike for Max Football. And now, you said something about, if this gets, I can't remember how many retweets, I will cut my hair. Now, you know, I've been claiming credit for this for all season, but were you actually just going out to get your hair cut and you just jumped on the back of the tweet, or was it caused by that social media pressure?
To be fair, I'll give you credit, some credit for it, because I was sort of in 50-50 sort of state. You know, I was living in California for 8 months before we moved back, you know, so I kind of got that surfer sort of vibe, and I was thinking about cutting it, obviously, and then after that game in the Charity Shield, you know, trying to mark Morrissey and Hero with this hair washing your face, and I was thinking, nah, and then I guess, you know, your Twitter post was just maybe the confirmation I never knew I needed.
Exactly,
so I'll give you credit for that one.
No, cheers, mate. Well, I have to say, it wasn't a bad thing because I love Wallace. I thought he's a tremendous player. He's a
terrible commentator.
Most people are, Right, what else we got? So, Sam Black, not the X Factor singer, the sometime Corinthians footballer. You say he's gone back to the States now, has he?
He's back on Saturday morning.
So resume his, where is he playing out?
He's in Nashville, he's finishing off his degree. Right. But he's actually going to Texas for the summer to coach.
Is that the end? So is he finished now? Is that 3 years or 4 years?
Well, he's actually doing his master's, which is 2 years, so he's just finished his fifth year.
Wow.
Only
so long you can drag it out. So
trying to get a green card, I think.
But he says, Ryan, how many cricket bats, tennis rackets and golf clubs have you broken in your life?
Good question. During my junior career, I was quite a keen tennis player and golfer. I went through quite a few tennis rackets, which cost my parents quite a lot. They weren't very happy with me. Golf clubs. I've only ever broke one. When I was young, I broke it at hole. Actually, I broke it and then launched it into a field. And my dad was like, "Where's your driver?" When he picked me up, like, "Where's your driver?" I was like, "Oh, I don't know. I think I've left it on the course." Well, I snapped it, so I didn't want to get showered at. I was like, "Oh, I'll get it next week when I come up." So never got it. But yeah,
Was that not a vicious circle though, Ryan? Because obviously next week you turned up golf without a driver, so you're obviously falling short on all the drives.
I somehow managed to get a driver, I don't know how. Maybe I borrowed one of friends, I can't remember, but yeah.
What is it, cricket bats, any of them? They're pretty hard to break, aren't they?
Yeah, cricket bats, I had a few. I remember being away for the Alman team, I was playing Guernsey, and I got out for something ridiculous. Like,
we all hate Guernsey.
Within
anyway.
Two or three balls. I was walking off and I launched my helmet and went, and everyone was looking at the side and I was like, as soon as you do something like that, you're like, what did I just do? I didn't need to do that. But no cricket bats, yeah, just golf and tennis. But
well, he did ask that on why you're such an angry man, but we've discussed this. It's just passion, isn't it? It's your
these questions
man.
Are making me come across as it's a sporting. If I didn't play sport, I'd be happily all the time, but
I'm worried you wouldn't be. Anger wouldn't have an out of avenue.
I'm far too competitive. I don't like losing at anything. So
fair enough. So
Sam also asked you again for you, Ryan. What was your catchphrase on the 2011 Schools California trip?
Oh, this is funny. It's on YouTube as well. It was a few the Ramsey lads, and I don't know why. We were down the beach, and it was a bit of tuna, but we all said it. Bit of tune it, and it just caught on the whole trip. It was so funny though. We did it the whole way for 2.5 weeks. All we did was
what does it mean?
Bit of tune it. I had no idea what it means.
That's
no idea.
Remarkable. I can see that on banners on Saturday.
Oh yeah.
Hashtag bit of tune
it. Sean Kelly's good at it as well.
Was that the trip? I can't remember we've had it in this season. They've talked about a trip where someone nearly drowned because they didn't like
Andy Ball's first time. Yeah. Him and Matty Christian went down to the beach together without anyone else. I might have to go and save Bowler from the sea. funny.
Spot the Manxman.
Next question from Jeremy Andrews. It's a very serious question for you, Cam. Do you prefer your toast slightly burnt or lightly toasted?
I'll keep this one short just for Joe. Lightly toasted, as long as it's vegan bread.
Oh, God. Last question for there's been a tremendous gamut of Twitter questions today from Danny Howland. He says, for you, Ryan, who do you want to win in Kiev?
This is such a tough question, because I hate Liverpool and I hate Ronaldo. I want Real Madrid to win so Messi can win the Ballon d'Or and Ronaldo, because I think it's a disgrace to football if Ronaldo wins 6 Ballon d'Ors and Messi only wins 5.
Right.
But I also hate Liverpool, so it's a tough one. I think I'm going to have to say Madrid, you know. Just so Messi can win the 6th Ballon d'Or.
Okay.
And go down as the greatest of ever. Okay. Of all time.
There we go. We heard it here first. Ryan Burns tipping Real Madrid to win next. It's 26th. You won't be aware of it. There'll be the... how have they put it on Gold Cup Day?
Oh, it's a shocker, isn't it? But it's 7:45 kickoff, so it's
okay. Oh, we can watch Paul Henry Gold Cup first. Thank God for that. Right. Let's look ahead to the week's fixtures. We've got the Cow Cup semi-finals tonight. We'll just talk about them very briefly, because by the time most people listen to this, they will already have happened. Corinthians versus Castletown. Lads, you said Dola and Steer taking the team. Are they confident ahead of that? And Castletown will be, most of their first team are under 21, it should be a fairly strong Castletown team.
From what we've heard from Steer and Sean, the team's been playing quite well this year. Do they have Brody back today?
They have Brody, Patience.
Oh, wow.
Phenomenal footballer. He's back.
Being spearhead by right Luke time. As well. Obviously, yeah. He's had a great season in the first team. But who else is anyone else from the first team?
Ryan Garland. Tommy Smith would have been,
Ryan, again, another, I'm going to say mid-season transfer that's probably come right at the time, just to give you a bit of a boost to the squad.
Definitely.
The other semi-final sees Paul Rose take on St George's. I think that'll be a good game, personally. Maybe a contrast of styles, and maybe putting Pulley down a bit there. But Geordie's will probably be quite similar to the Junior Cup side that lost to Old Boys the other week. I don't know if Mr. Batty's flying in for this one. He's been flying in every other week for other stuff.
Yeah, well, I think Geordie's called off one of their comp games the other night, which...
They've called off the last 4 days.
Yeah, just to save the players for this.
It could backfire spectacularly if they don't get through, wouldn't it? But Pulley will be up for this. They've had some good results in the group stages, haven't they? And they've got some good young players in that first team as well. Owen Quayle and Nathan Yates.
Very good players. So Owen's a good setback.
The Canapers seem to be scoring for fun. That's another Owen Joe.
Yeah.
Generic Canapers.
All the Canapers, yeah.
That'll be a tough game for St George's, especially on Springfield Road. There's always a unique atmosphere down there, isn't there? So, they'll both kick off at 6:45. You're listening to this on Thursday. The Cow Cup final takes place on Monday. It's only again at 6:45 at the bowl. I think I'm on duty for that one on that day. So there'll be tweets galore at Manx Footy Blog for that one. It's 2 Division 2 games tonight, Dave.
Yeah, there's no doubt in the big one. Moran versus Governors. Now, on paper, obviously, you wouldn't call this a big fixture, but it will decide the title. Moran need to win by at least 6 goals to clinch the title. I believe it was 6-2 last time.
It was. Wasn't it? So that, a repeat of that wouldn't do them enough. Because
No, and it would give the title to Castletown, who are currently top. It's going to be an interesting game.
A win, we should just stress, would see Moran up. They would pit Foxdale to second place. Now, if we flip this on its head, you're still with us, boys. Foxdale, if they beat Douglaston District, who are also the other game tonight, and Moran lose to Governors Athletic, Foxdale go up into a second place.
Would you get the flatbed out as a celebration?
The flatbed would be, the Baltic will be bouncing, the flatbed will be readied, there'll be banners. It'll be parting like it's 1999 in Foxdale.
I bet you can't wait. So you're supporting them tonight then?
I quite like Moran. I've got a soft spot for Moran. I went to watch them the other day. They played well. They've got some good young players. Stewie Morris seems to be one of the form strikers in Europe at the moment.
See the goal he scored last week?
Yeah.
A great picture in Examiner, wasn't it?
Yeah, from Gary. I think there's footage of it somewhere as well.
You guys, have you come across Moran at all this season?
I went to watch with Doyle and Simo the other day, their game. It was played at our pitch. And Moran, a good game to be fair.
Doyle, they're not talking about going back to Moran if they go up, spirits at home.
He's a keen fan still, though. He's biting his nails and stuff during the game on Saturday.
But Some say he had his best playing days there at left back,
Combi as well, Moran. Combi at left back. But
they were a good young side. They obviously got a lot of former Geordies players there. Stewie Morris, Ali's there, Kia obviously calling the shots with Dave Brew, the Statler and Waldorf of Crosby. So yeah, they'll be a good game. I think, you know, no disrespect to the Governors, I don't think they've played much recently either, so they could be onto a bit of a hide. And I think the game's at Paolo Fletcher actually,
as well, yeah.
So that'll suit them around. It'll be slightly bigger pitch than normal. But yeah, so 6 goals though.
Well, you know, it's possible. Obviously, they beat Longwood 5-0 the other night, which was a great result for them. So I think they'll just be about favourites to get the title. No?
Paul, the Hitman Hatton, will be there providing a multitude of social media updates. So stay tuned to @Hattie1970 for them. And we'll, of course, be rounding up next week's podcast. Yes,
certainly will.
Saturday, 2 o'clock, not high noon, 2 p.m. Corinthians, St. George's, lads. Is it advantageous to play the ball for you guys, or you're not really fussed?
I think we like it. We try and get the ball down and play when we can, so having a big pitch and good surface to play on probably suits our game.
Yeah,
definitely.
And is there anything you've learned from the league meeting only last week? Is, you know, is there anything you've thought, oh, we need to work on that, or... Or if you sort of just treat this the same way as you would in, you know, any other game against St. George's?
I think we're just going to try not to focus on them too much, to be honest. We know what they're about. We know their qualities. And likewise, I think them for us. But I think the ball definitely does suit us because we have a lot of speed in our team. Simo, probably the quickest man in the world. Steve Willie, also quick, also so fast with the ball, and such a big, expansive field definitely helps us and encourages us to play more instead of sometimes having to, you know, go to route one sometimes as it's required sometimes. But I think the ball just offers, you know, a really good game of football for both sides.
And looking, sort of flipping that a little bit with... how do you deal with the man mountain that is Furrow Davies? You know, it takes about 3 of you to mark him, doesn't it? Because he's that big and strong of a lad.
That's right, I just put Phil Kelly on him. Fucking souls.
Dave, what are you thinking? Yeah, have you got any thoughts on this one?
Well, it's going to be close, but I think the big thing is going to be that we obviously don't know how the teams are going to line up, and word has it there are a few injuries on either side. I know you guys probably don't want to say anything here, but yeah, there's a few big players missing on both sides, so which could play a big part in it. So, but I think it's going to be close, and I wouldn't be surprised if this one went the distance.
Well, fair enough. So I will. It's nicely sat on the fence there, Dave, to be honest.
Yeah.
I thought St. George's looked quite league against you in the league the other week. They managed to keep your front three quiet for once. So that Sean played very well last week when in the league. I think you're right, their pace, you probably will get your pace will mean you'll get in behind them. I don't know, it's going to be close, isn't it?
It is.
Should we go for a cheeky 2-1 Corinthians, maybe?
Possibly. I mean, speaking to Johnny Myers yesterday, it doesn't sound like Geordie's played well at all the other night against Peel. Peel just, you know, they made life difficult for them, so who knows?
The goal goes out the window, though, doesn't it? You guys said you didn't play very well against Russian, you're there now, just forget that, haven't you?
Yeah.
It's like your GCSEs, you forget them once you got your A-levels, don't you?
So true.
Yeah, so it's like, you move on to the next thing. It's going to be a cracking game. I hope you have a good crowd down for it. Hopefully it's not just went quite warm on Saturday, I think. So,
especially on the ball, the temperature doubles.
Yeah, it radiates up from below, doesn't it? It's like an underheated pitch. But yeah, I'm going to go just for Corinthians, not just because the boys are here. But
You're doing Race the Sun at the time of this match, is that right?
Yeah, I wish I was doing the Hospital Cup, to be honest, instead, because running 11 miles around the Manx coast is overly appealing at the moment, if I'm being honest. Next, what have we got next? So that's Saturday, Monday, so you've got 2 days to wait for your next Manx football fix. That's the Cow Cup, which we've already started about. Obviously, that'll be decided after tonight's semi-finals. Then on Tuesday, we're into the Paul Henry Gold Cup season semi-finals. That sees Moran versus Castan and Paul Rose United versus Foxdale. 6:30 kickoffs in that one. Who knows when Moran will be playing? They seem to be playing a lot of games at Bella Fletcher, don't they? I think they had another one at St George's as well, didn't they?
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting. Obviously, Moran Castan only met last Saturday and they played out a 3-3 draw.
Yeah.
Moran got a last-minute equaliser, so this one could go either way. I suppose a lot will depend on if Moran get through tonight's match unscathed with injuries and stuff, but yeah, it's going to be close. Again, could go the distance.
When you got tonight out of the way, though, I suppose the pressure's off a little bit, isn't it? So
yeah, can enjoy it.
Ryan, you've seen both teams, would you say Moran are the better of the two, because you faced Castan obviously in the FA Cup?
Both very even on Saturday, I don't want to set the fence, but both teams, it was a really good game, both like trying to tap, trying to win. Yeah, but man, Stewie Morris. No. I played with him when I was younger, Alan team and stuff, but he was really good. Mm. Just, he was, wasn't so lazy. He'd be an exceptional footballer, he still is, but if he looked like he cared, he'd be even better than he did.
And then Nicholas Anelka of Manx Football, you say?
Possibly, yeah.
Need some of your passion that you've got. Yeah.
If we combine the two, we'd have the perfect footballer. Pulley Foxdale. Now, this one can probably go either way. The wheels have come off a little bit at Pulley, but we wanted to finish on a high because we've had the first managerial stepping down of the season have come through this week, haven't they, Dave? Paul Guyver's stepping down from his position at Grosvenor, which is a shame because he's done such a great job there, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has got family commitments now. He's got a young child, so you know you can totally understand it. But yeah, as you say, he's done a great job. He took them from a mid-table team to winning the Woods Cup and challenging for the Gold Cup, so well done to him. But yeah, this one, I think they played a couple of weeks ago in the league, didn't they? It ended 4-1, but I imagine it'll be a bit closer this time.
Foxdale, well, you know, could miss out on promotion again for a second successive season by a couple of points. They'll want to win this one, won't they?
Yeah, definitely. But even then, I have to say, the winner of this match will probably go into the finals, underdogs against either Moran or Castletown. So, but yeah, either way, whoever gets through, it should be a good final.
Yeah, lads, you got any insight on Pulley and Foxdale? Obviously, another tie at Springfield Road for the neutral. But Pulley seem to be running away. Both teams actually had spells at the top of the league, didn't they, earlier this season? It shows you how competitive Division Two has been. You know, I think even the champions are going to have lost four or five games, aren't they?
Yeah, they will. Yeah.
So it's the division to be in, lads. To be honest, they're not staying. You know, Premier League's a bit boring, to be honest. You might get yourself and watch Division Two next year. Pulley Foxdale, would you?
I haven't seen either team, to be honest, but looks like they're both doing well in their respective leagues, so hopefully should be a good game.
Yeah. I suppose at Foxdale, that could get me the backdoor flatbed if they win the Gold Cup. Would they have to win something this year?
Yeah, so no offence to Pulley, but you're supporting Foxdale.
Yeah. The other managerial casualty I've seen this week is Will Smith and Mick Eggert, who've stepped down from
Bradwell.
Yeah. I say casually, I think they've stepped down.
Yeah, and again, they've done a great job. Won the treble last year in Div 2, and it's kept them in the Premier League, which is no mean feat, so well done to them. And also, we must mention
Paul Callow
has stepped down from Laxey.
Yeah. And Matty Palmer's stepped down from your combi, I believe, as well. So Blaine and Joe Kelly, the new dream team up there.
Yes.
So a bit of player management.
Should be good. Both of them have been at the club for years and years, so they're very passionate about
it. Do we not talk about Joe Spell at Peel now? Is it a few people like Darren Kane? We don't talk about him playing for St Mary's for a bit while. So there we go. Also on Tuesday, next Tuesday night, JCK Combination 2, Youth FA, the champions, play their final game of the season against Blue. Malou on for third now, aren't they, I think?
Yeah, I'll go over that in Combi Corner in a minute. But
I'm stealing your thunder, sorry, Dave.
It's alright, there's no thunder in Combi Corner, don't worry.
A lot of lightning, though.
Boom. But then, obviously, big game next Wednesday night.
7 o'clock, Corinthians versus St George's, lads. Time to put the line under the domestic season, we think, maybe, possibly, for at least a couple of weeks anyway. But it's been a long, hard season. Is it still hard? Are you still training as much, or is it the games taking that over that now?
Yeah, the games have sort of swallowed taken that over, you know, because you've got a game on a Tuesday, you're still recovering on the Thursday, so you don't want to really be giving it. Obviously, everything you have on Thursday, otherwise you're knackered by the Saturday. And obviously, there's Carl Cup and there's injuries. And there's a lot of squad rotation, etc. So it's, I think, for probably most teams, you know, training is probably taking a tampering down. But that's could be, I think, actually more beneficial. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I suppose we should get towards the business end of the podcast and talk about Combi Corner then.
Well, as expected, there's not much Combi football to report on as the season winds down, but there have been a couple of midweek games this week. St Mary's rounded off their season in winning fashion, thanks to a 5-2 victory at Braddon. Josh Molyneux obviously had a good season for the Combi. He backed another hat-trick. He was joined on the score sheet by Patrick Horn and Darren Dooley.
Paddy Horn,
yeah, I know. But
legend.
Yeah. Leaker earned it twice for the Swans. And he's just alluded to in Combi 2, Malou clinched third spot thanks to a 4-2 win at home to D&D. Dean Kinley grabbed a brace, while there were also goals for Kieran Craigman and Josh Clark.
Strong second.
Yeah, definitely. Rick Radcliffe and Kevin Doyle, they'd scored two early equalisers for D&D in what was Dave Matheson's last game in charge.
Oh!
He is obviously still going to be involved in the club, but yeah, he's stepping down as Combi manager.
Well, all the best, Dave. He's certainly taken that role on. He's good, but they've finished quite high as well, haven't they?
If the Wealth at the fourth, are they?
Yeah. Fourth, fourth,
somewhere.
He'll correct us in time, I'm sure he will.
Seventh, actually, like,
Looking out the window, Dave, it looks glorious. So, time for Dave to read the weather.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, weather looks great for the next few days. There'll be no problems with any fixtures around the island. Possibly a bit of fog and slight rain coming on Sunday and Monday, but hopefully it won't affect the Gold Cup semis on Tuesday.
Fog? Can you imagine if the Cal Cup finals called off because of fog? That would be the flipping cherry on the top of the cake of this season, wouldn't it? Sorry, lads. Can't see you.
Yeah. Use an orange ball, though.
Well, they probably know no one has them these days, do they?
The Danny Mac snowball.
Before we finish, we say we've got the lads in because they are part of this Elian Vannon squad that's heading to the Kinnipa World Football Cup.
I keep on calling it Elian Vannon.
I told you that. Our former T-boy Rick Farragher tweeted and said I've been saying it wrong. So.
He's probably just saying that to wind you up, mate.
Oh, probably. He makes me sound like an idiot, but there you go. It doesn't say much. The Elian Vannon squad, we'll just run through it. So it's been whittled down to 23. Dean Kearns, Andy Perry, Mike Williams, Dan Simpson, Frank Jones, Joey Morling, Kieran McNulty, Jerry Quayle, Furrow Davis, Steve Whitley, Sam Kane, Lee Gale, Daniel Bell, Sean Quay, Sean Doyle, Ryan Burns, Darren Kane, Cameron Lee, Seamus Sharkey, Alex Holden, Joel Ibanez, Julian Ringham, best right back in the world ever, and Jack McVay. To me, it looks a strong squad on paper, lads. I don't know what you think. You look very well covered in all positions there, to be honest. I suppose we should clarify, what is your position, Ryan, at the moment?
You tell me.
Yeah, well, where do you see yourself? You know?
I don't know.
You don't know, that's the problem.
Probably centre midfield, but I've...
As you played, came on in defence last week.
Yeah, I played, started against Geordie's centre-back, and I played against Castown and St John's at centre-back also.
You started out as an attacker, didn't you?
Yes, I had a decent start attacking-wise then. Went to Ireland training in RMFA and played centre-back there. Quite enjoyed it, to be honest. Mm. Anything defence, so... Mm. Anyway.
Plus you got Cam next year.
Exactly.
We actually haven't played together soon because he was covering for me.
Oh yeah, you were playing.
It's always been Phil. Phil and Tommy Smith. But yeah, I honestly, I couldn't tell you. Next year I'd like to play defence somewhere.
Well, this is you're sort of doing a Ruud Gullit. So do you remember Ruud Gullit obviously made his name as a centre forward for Holland and AC Milan? Then when he signed for Chelsea, he played sweeper, didn't he?
Yeah.
Then it's revolutionised. I mean, you know, they talk about Arsene Wenger revolutionising English football. Ruud Gullit was there at the coalface playing sweeper. No one ever heard of the third centre back before. So maybe next year,
maybe.
Sweeper.
You never know.
Play everyone else on side. You know.
Hope that'd be my ideal position. Ball playing centre back.
There you go. Ball playing centre. John Stones.
A few tackles going on in there as well.
Maybe not. Maybe last slide in the bank. But yeah, otherwise it does look a good squad. Obviously, massive plus. You mentioned it before, having Shea in the squad. He's had a good season for Sligo Rovers in the League of Ireland. He'd be right in the middle of his season, so he should be at the peak of his abilities. Alex Holden's obviously been impressing for Bottisford Town in Yorkshire. There's a couple of young kids as well, Joel and Joey from St George's. They've had a good season, and they're not so young. Darren Kane as well. Mm-hmm. He never stops. Like, was it the semi-final where he nearly scored the wonder goal?
Oh, yeah.
It was unreal. It was like...
He just went away.
And it was an amazing save as well, actually. Yeah,
from a corner, and he just sprinted past everyone. I think he ran past Conor Gorman, and Conor Gorman was like, kind of thinking, what the heck? He ran, like, past the ball, man. And he nearly scored, and he was like, oh, okay.
But Andy Kane pulled off a cracking save. It was just like fingertips.
Yeah, it was a great save.
He's another what would you call a box to box fullback, is that?
Use both feet as well, which is always a big plus.
So. You always see him walking, don't you? This is no wonder he's got a good engine on him.
He doesn't drive, that's why.
Oh right. Fun fact.
That was just an excuse for not being on the podcast today.
Thanks lads for coming in. You know, we seem to have prattled on for an hour now, but I hope you've enjoyed it. Good luck for the weekend, good luck for next Wednesday, good luck for the final league game, whenever that is, you know, next September.
And for the World Cup.
And good luck for the World Football Club. I hope you enjoy the experience. Helen Bannon, I'm hoping for another final experience on your day.
Yes. Are we going to fly out?
I streamed it last time.
Oh, nice.
I remember? I came in here and watched it, and there was a lad with the goalkeeper for the opposition had long pants on. And I said, well, we're going to win this. Because no goalkeeper with long pants is ever good, is it? Gabriel Karai, or Dodgy. You know, Dimitri Karine, Chelsea, never. He was always dropping clangers left, right, and centre, wasn't he? So, yeah. Lads, if you come up against anyone with long pants, you've got to beat them, right?
Yeah. Pavel Sheredchek was alright, though, wasn't he?
He didn't wear long pants,
did
he?
He did a few times, yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, he was a bit of a legend. I'll give you that one. Yeah. One thing, I'm picking it apart now. Higuita wore pants, didn't he?
Of course. You can't forget René.
Although he was a bit of a clown, to be honest.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. But, anyway, we digress. Yeah,
as we always do.
You can listen to all of Conister Bank Max 40 pods, maybe when you're on the way down on the
yeah, if you need to sleep at all.
Yeah. audioboom.com/channel/MaxOn. Well, that includes last season's as well, and that was 62 or 3 we've done now.
How the hell do we keep getting to do it?
I know. But they just look, they're not scared, do they? Just let us come in here and do what we want.
Get us out the way for an hour.
Yeah, and it, of course, all on iTunes for those of you that way inclined. I think we've got to about two left now, Dave. That's all I've got on me now. About two more.
You've done well this season, mate. Well done.
Yeah, I'm getting burnt out now.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much the same for everyone.
Right, until next week.
Ta-da for now.